We lost a fan earlier tonight before my show. I cannot tell you how devastated I am by this. Johnny Fernandez, ABC News, New York.
Someone returned the famous composer's book to the St. Paul Public Library in Minnesota. It was last borrowed in 1919. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Plans to expand part of Interstate 94 in Milwaukee are reigniting a debate over the environment. Mike Moan has more on a new study that suggests narrower traffic lanes could lessen the environmental impact of new road projects.
Research from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health was more focused on urban roadways with speed limits of around 35 miles an hour. Dr. Shima Hamidi helped lead the study, which says switching from lane widths between 12 and 11 feet, long the norm, down to 9 feet helps reduce traffic collisions. She says it also leaves more room for options that don't involve vehicles.
It also will help many people to switch from driving to other modes of transportation, such as biking and walking, which could result in greenhouse gas emission reductions from transportation.
The study notes that with narrower lanes, people won't feel compelled to drive as fast and will be more alert. Hamidi says while this approach might slow traffic, past research shows minimal effects. That means these changes wouldn't cancel out environmental benefits. Hamidi also notes that transportation planners and engineers have expressed liability concerns, but she says her team's study is one of the first to give cities and states firm data on the traffic safety side, showing that skinnier lanes are more effective.
We are getting more and more interest from transportation planners, mostly at the local level. Cities are eager and interested to really see how this could be implemented.
Hamidi says the next steps involve more research to quantify some of the other impacts, including air pollution.